The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sports book. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets. Live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Prime Cuts, the best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. Let me just say this. It's a good week. This is a really good Prime Cuts, okay? This is like, if you go to a steakhouse, this would be the best steak. This would be like a $70 filet. But first, my top takes of the week. College basketball is my first thought today as Michigan and Wisconsin squared off in a Big Ten game on Sunday. Now, by this time, you've seen the video of the coaches getting into it and the players after that. getting into it, you know, I would start with this. There are levels, obviously, to bad behavior. So both Greg Gard, the Wisconsin coach, and Juwan Howard, the Michigan coach, I think should be suspended for their immature, juvenile, boorish behavior after the game as they got into each other's face. It appeared both people touched each other. I don't care who did it first. It's bad behavior. You're paid seven figures a year to be the adults in the room. But of the levels of bad behavior, which included Michigan and Wisconsin players getting into like a fight afterwards, which has been under-discussed, throwing a punch by Juwan Howard at a Wisconsin assistant is the worst behavior of all the really boorish, churlish behaviors. I don't think he should be fired, but this all comes down to ego. I went to social media. How many guys said this? Hey, man, you touch me, it's game on. Well, no, it's not. You have to walk away from that stuff if you're a grown-up that wants to make $5, $6, $7 million a year coaching basketball at the highest levels representing universities. It can't be about your ego. All the time in life, politicians, sportscasters, basketball coaches, public figures have to walk away from schmucks and jerks and instigators. Okay? Both coaches need to grow up, but throwing a punch is the worst action of all the actions. So therefore, that's the one I would penalize and punish the most. Some people said, well, Colin, in the 80s, Bobby Knight did this and that. Listen, I'll never defend Bobby Knight. He's my least favorite coach in the history of my career. But in the 80s, we smoked on airplanes. Let's not take the behavior that was accepted in the 80s and say in 2022, it's all good. Bobby Knight would not last today. Bobby Knight should not have lasted in the 90s. It's embarrassing. And Ian O'Connor writes about some of these instances. It's embarrassing that people defended him and did for 2 and 3 decades. But it's 2022. Juwan Howard knows better. And Greg Gard knows better. Both the guys need to grow up. Something else that happened over the weekend. Rich Orenberger, former NFL player, a radio host in San Diego and a frequent guest on my show, the very popular Herd. I'm sure you've seen it. Most of America has. Anywho, he came out and said with absolute conviction, and he's got connections all over the league, that Brady and Arians' relationship soured. My first takeaway is, yeah. I mean, you tell me the superstar in American sports that likes being shouted out and ripped by his coach regularly. I never liked when Arians did that. He has a right to. He's the head coach. But Bruce can be very loose in his coaching, in his style. And I thought ripping Brady repeatedly, publicly, was poor form. Tom's a good guy, but he's got an ego. He's the best player in the history of the most popular domestic league. I'd use discretion when ripping him publicly. So when I hear these stories by Rich Orenberger, I absolutely believe them. I think Tom is retired for good, but I do think some of the suggestions that he would consider the 49ers if they called are real. From there, favorite team, total respect for Kyle Shanahan. They're built to win now. They're very run-centric. They're built for an older quarterback. He doesn't have to throw 45 times. Kyle Shanahan would prefer he throws 27 times. Now, the division's tough. It'd be another system he has to learn. And Shanahan's system is usually better for all quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, in the second year. But I think he'd consider it. He'd have a glass of wine with Giselle, and they discuss it in their Costa Rica village they own. Maybe an island for all I know. Who knows? But it's worth discussing. When I retire, somebody may come and make me an offer, and I'm 70 years old, and then maybe an offer I go, I'll consider it. But I think Tom is a person that what he says he believes and what he says he usually does. And I do think he's got a fairly broad life, kids, wife, businesses. He'll stay retired. But the Niners offer would be worth a glass of vino with your wife to discuss. So I put this story third, because I don't want to feel desperate. I do have to talk about the Aaron Rodgers Instagram rambling. Listen, after the Super Bowl, there's about a 3-week period before we get to NFL free agency. It is a very dry period. Now, the Super Bowl used to be the first week of February. Now it's the second, which actually shaves a week of despair off for talk show hosts, radio or TV. But there's no question if Aaron Rodgers dropped this in the middle of the regular season on a Monday or a Tuesday, it wouldn't get nearly as much play as it does now. We need content. But I do think it's interesting with Aaron. Aaron increasingly, to me, has become high IQ, low EQ guy, emotional quotient. Never married, no kids, short relationships, nearing 40. Bill Simmons and I had talked about this. You get a little weird. You know, it's a little Bill Maher, it's a little Keith Olbermann. Never married, no kids, not sure if you have pets, not necessarily steady relationships. You kind of do what you want to do. I mean, Aaron Rodgers goes for a 12-day cleanse. If I call my wife and say, hey, I'm going to leave the kids and all the animals in the house to you for 12 days. I'm going to go cleanse. Yeah, she'd say, go cleanse at your nearest attorney's office. It's a different life for Aaron Rodgers than a Brady or a Peyton Manning. And when I read that IG post, I kind of laughed. I thought it almost read like something from The Onion. The idea of Peyton Manning or Drew Brees or Tom Brady with big families dropping that. The 12-day cleanse, it's really hard to relate to. And I've always taken incredible pride at both ESPN and Fox and at iHeartRadio to be self-contained as a host. I don't need management. I really don't. I couldn't tell you the last time I met with Fox management. I told them when I came over, I said, you know, I don't really need a boss. If you're mad at me once a year, come yell at me. But the show, I know how to do a show. I've been doing it for 20 years. And I take great pride in that. And because of that, I have very little patience for high maintenance people. Because I've always taken great pride in being resilient and low maintenance. When I look at Aaron Rodgers and this constant drama and this need to publicize things and manipulate things, I just think he would wear me out. I think as a coach, he would wear me out. I think as a general manager, he could wear me out. And that's why I don't necessarily feel the way that many do about Aaron. I would not give up 5 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers. There is no proof that Aaron Rodgers plays his best football in the postseason. There's proof Brady does. There's proof Matt Stafford in fourth quarters plays his best football. But there is no proof in the playoffs, even at home, as a favorite, that Aaron Rodgers plays his best football in those games. I would actually, because I do think Russell Wilson adds a leadership dimension and a mobility dimension that Aaron doesn't offer, I would give up more for Russell Wilson. I also think he's closer to his prime. I think he's still in it. So I kind of look at the Aaron Rodgers IG, and I think you just have to bake in a lot of things. We talk about Tom Brady's age. How much would you give up for Tom Brady, a first-round pick? I probably wouldn't give up much more due to his age. Because of his recklessness, how much would you give up for Carson Wentz? Now, we know you'd give up almost everything for Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, or Patrick Mahomes. But I look at right now with Aaron Rodgers, between the drama and the maintenance and his postseason struggles, I don't think he's a 4, 5, 6 first, second round pick guy anymore. I think if I was Denver, I would really like to have him, and I'd give up a couple of number ones, but that's about it. I think there are some emotional quotient issues with Aaron that he can be very taxing on a staff, very taxing on the front office. And I think you have to bake that in. I mean, listen, if we're going to discount Jimmy Garoppolo, who's been to more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers has in the last 3 years, if we're going to discount him because of injuries or Wentz because of recklessness, despite having 27 TDs and 7 picks with a bad receiving core, I think you have to take some points off Aaron's value based on this constant drama, walking on eggshells, and neediness that is really part of a nearly 40-year-old guy who remains single. College basketball championship season is approaching, and there's no better place to get in on the action than the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's where I bet. New customers place their first college basketball bet risk-free up to $1,000. bet college basketball any way you like. I like the same game parlays. You can also jump into action with live betting. Same game parlays are great. Bet a little, 5, 10 bucks, win a lot. Or bet with big promotions like odds boosts. Those are fun. When you win, FanDuel's going to pay you little as 2 hours. Download the FanDuel Sports.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Book app today. Sign up. Promo code Colin to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Colin. That's me. Make the college basketball championships mean more on FanDuel Sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPE H-O-P-E-N-Y or text H-O-P-E-N-Y 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Red line 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, my buddy Ryan Russillo, I bring him on the herd all the time. I'd never yet bring him on a podcast because mostly because he's busy as shit and I don't want to bother him. But he's great. He's got great access. So how's this for breaking news, Russillo? So this just came down. I want you to react to it. Your instant reaction. It's not.
Wow. I'm not even ready.
I know.
This is going to be amazing.
Okay. So J.J. Redick went on this morning and talked about Zion and said, like, hey, man, he's a disengaged teammate. Well, he'd know, right? Like, that's access. That's why you pay guys. So Scott Kushner, who covers the Pelicans, comes out on Twitter and says, J.J. Redick's a Duke guy. A CAA guy, and somebody with a grudge against David Griffin. Here's where it's interesting. He goes, for him to light up Zion as a bad teammate and not invested in the franchise or his career is the most damning condemnation I can think of short of a current teammate doing it. To which I would say, yeah, that's why you pay him to be an analyst, because most athletes or analysts won't use that access. I thought when JJ said it, today, I didn't watch it live, but I thought, shit, that is powerful. And I'm a Zion guy. I thought he was so joyful and fun, but I'm going to support J.J. Redick on this. Like, that's why you pay. You and I have complained privately. You pay guys big money. They never give you anything. And they have access you and I sometimes can't get, right?
Yeah, this is one that I know you're a subscriber to the Russillo podcast, but I've been on this since last summer. My information had been that Zion was a pretty detached guy from the team. I mean, I was joking the other day before the All-Star break, there was one story that said he'd be good to go in 2 weeks. The same day, there was another story that said need second surgery, maybe out for the season. So I'm like, okay. And as you know, there's a difference between when I say, hey, I'm just talking out loud here. I'm thinking out loud. Like, what about this? Here's how I feel about this. And then there are other times where I'll say, you know, the read I get on this. So I've done like 3 Zion videos and I'm with you, Colin. I love him as a player. I loved his joy. His only season at Duke. Remember, he turns his ankle, the weird sneaker thing. And then people are like, why would he go back and play? Like these people that just hate college athletics and maybe hate sports in general, but are just on TV talking about it, which is an entirely different subject. But Zion's like, look, I want to beat North Carolina. I want to maybe win a national championship, go to a Final Four. Like, that's why I came here. Let's go ahead and do that. I'm like, good for him. He actually just wants to play. So we have now in a very short amount of time seen a completely different version of him. And based on what JJ says, who knows it better than I do, because he's connected to it, but also backing up everything that I had heard is that this is becoming untenable. And it's not as big of a story because Zion, luckily for him, has drafted behind all the attention on Harden and on Simmons and on the Kyrie stuff. So now that we're starting to learn more about the Zion deal and that JJ would go on First Take and light him up. And then CJ McCollum, who is really smart, as you know. And when he said that to Kenny Smith, like, hey, I didn't even talk to this guy yet. He didn't hold back. He wanted us to know that.
Yes.
So this is a very disappointing story, not only based on Zion's commitment to being a pro athlete, but also how detached he's been from the team. And that's where I think this is all starting to build up to something that could get a lot more dramatic. This has been, let's not bury the headline. This is 2021 was a big Cowherd year. If you were a stock and I were on CNBC and I were analyzing you, I'd say, look, a lot of people said he was at a ceiling. There wasn't really much room to growth. It kind of reached their market share. I go, but you know what? Between Westbrook and Mayfield, we still see some upside potential in this guy. That's why I'd probably sell you now. I think I'd sell you now based on you maximizing the value of your Baker and Westbrook positions.
I don't know. The volume is, we're getting guys like Russillo on the volume. I think I got some growth here for the next 2 years.
You felt so bad about being right about Baker, which, again, I thought was a little personal at times.
Yeah.
That you then posted a picture of him at your friend David Slay's restaurant.
Yeah.
And because he was polite at the restaurant, you felt like, hey, you know, I'm a real straight shooter. I've been hard on Baker Mayfield, but he didn't flip tables over at my friend's restaurant. So he's okay in my book.
You know what is that? I do always think that I've got to be fair. Like, I will admit, I think Aaron Rodgers is incredibly needy. He's just not my kind of guy at all. I mean, I've broken off friendships because guys were high maintenance. Two things I break off a friendship. You're a shitty tipper or you're high maintenance. I don't know about his tipping, but he is so high maintenance. By the way, let me segue to you. Let me pivot to you. You got to watch out for this. Because when you're a good-looking guy and you get close to 40 and you've never been married, no kids,
yeah,
you know what happens is you have a high IQ. You got to maintain your high EQ because what happens is, I mean, I talked about this in the intro. If I went to
this sounds like Vince Vaughn right now. This reminds me more than Vince Vaughn. This is McConaughey, a director's cut outtake from Wolf of Wall Street when he's talking to DiCaprio. So go ahead.
If I went to Anne and said, hey, babe, I'm going to take a 12-day cleanse. You got the kids. You got the house. You got the dogs. I'll see you in like 2 Thursdays. She would literally look at me and say, get out, go stay at a hotel. But when you're 40, no kids, it's the Oberman thing. I love Bill Maher, but it's like you become the center of your universe. Kids humble you. Relationships humble you. Animals humble you. I'm cleaning shit out of my yard 4 times a day with my dogs. And so you got to be careful, Russillo, because your life right now is working out, crushing a podcast and eating steaks. You got to be careful.
It's a fair observation, I would admit. You know, when people try to tell me like, hey, kids completely round you out. It's not that they make you happy all the time. It's that they bring you to even, right? They bring you to even, whether it's their support in the younger ages, unconditional love, or their hatred for you as they grow older.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just makes you go, all right, whatever issues I have to deal with, I got to try to get my 14-year-old to stop hating me. I understand these things. I do understand the things without understanding it, which is what I try to explain to people. But then, I don't know, people never want to hear it. They never want to hear it from somebody that's older and doesn't have any kids. And then I'll just think like, hey, you do realize there's like 7 billion of us. Like, there's a lot of people that have had kids. So,
yeah, it's
like, you know, see, you're pushing back a little bit. You know, didn't Anne essentially do that to you, though?
Oh, she broke up with me 7 times. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, right. No, I'm just mean like if you said, hey, I'm taking off for a couple of weeks, she kind of moved.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, Anne was, it was really funny for two people that were in love. We had a lot of conflict. I mean,
I'm not talking back in the day. I'm not trying to get into your business.
No, I'm fine
with it.
Touched
on something. Right.
But she just doesn't deal with my, you know, she's not going to deal with anything. Like if I throw stuff at her, she just throws it right back.
But see, this is what I need. I need somebody who likes me, but not so much they want to see me every day.
That's right.
Because that's what I would need in my life. And that's why I think what you have is perfect, man.
So who's your, I am going to get personal. So are you dating right now? You're not getting this on.
No.
You're not dating. No. Oh, Jesus. So you're just out there throwing fastballs and seeing who can catch it. That's dangerous. Jesus. You're just throwing out.
I don't even know what that means.
You got 30-pound test line. You got bait on there. You're throwing it out there and just whatever shark grabs it, you're reeling home.
I don't know if that's – I finished a feature script the other day, so I was very excited about that. I'm dating my work, Colin.
Oh, God, that sounds awful. It really does.
I'm in a relationship with art.
Oh, good hell.
I was trying to make an Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to say. Let's pivot to that. So here's how I read the Instagram. It was a lot of hearts. It felt like Monday.
I didn't make it. I got a couple lines.
I couldn't do it. It had an onion feel to it. I was like, Aaron, honestly, stop sipping tequila. Like, scale back. When you start drinking, you start kind of being, you either get snarky or sweet. He went off a little bit, right? Like, I read it and I was like, this is a Hallmark card, man. This is one of those bad, cheesy posters you buy at Hallmark. You know, like, wine is good for the soul. Get drunk on it. It's like, no, I just want to get drunk without the soul. I don't need the soul.
Yeah, I don't want any soul. I just want to, you know, feel a little loose. I'm always amazed just in general of the pursuit. I just don't have that in me. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's just the efficiency. Maybe it's
pursuit of
personal PER. Where when I'll hear about these people that'll be like, oh, you know, for a year or so, I turned them down. I'm like, fuck. Like, if I don't get a text back that has some sort of emotion to it, I'm like, I'm out. You know? So he was saying, it's like, you let me chase. I still would like to know, like, how hard of a sell was it, multiple MVP starting quarterback in the NFL? I can't imagine it was. She was like, I don't see it.
Yeah. You know, I have.
Are we being too personal about this? I guess I don't know. I don't want to be unfair here.
But. No, we're not being unfair. I mean, listen, I just think this started with Aaron's a lot of work. It's like, you're not high maintenance at all. Like, I'll call you and do, hey, dude, steak's tonight on me. You're like, no, it's on me. Let's do it tomorrow. Literally, we'll talk for a minute. You're the lowest maintenance guy. But there are things with Aaron. I'm like, and I said this in the preamble to you. I said, you know, we dock Brady because of his age and Garoppolo because of his health and Wentz because of his risk factor. Ryan, if I'm a general manager, Aaron's a lot of work. He's a lot of work for the staff. He's a lot of work for the front office. I'm not giving up four firsts for him. I think you have to. I mean, I'm serious about this. Like, we dock quarterbacks based on age and health. And Aaron, to me, is not as valuable as Matt Stafford on the open market. Stafford is like a total adult, low maintenance, great in the fourth. Like, I feel like with Matt, he just does his shit, goes home to his wife and kids, and I don't worry.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Be about him. Aaron's gotten to the point where it's like, man, it's a little like Durant. You got to walk on eggshells a lot with him, right?
Well, first of all, I'm very pro Durant, even though I think we could talk about any one of our single favorite athletes ever. And if we wanted to make a negative argument about him or an anti-argument, we do this for a living. I could come up with some stuff, but I just don't even like I've almost made a rule recently. It's where if I like 90% of you, I don't want to spend time on pointing out the 10% all the time. You and I have disagreed about Rodgers in the past. I think you were harder on him than I was. I think I've defended him throughout his entire career. I've loved watching him play. You know, he's going to go down as one of the all-time greats as far as his ability. His resume is not going to be close to some of the other top guys. But I started to come to your side of the argument a little bit through this last season because I kept thinking, look, if you need to be more specific about what is so bad.
That's what you said.
You're mad about Jordan. Yeah, right. Like, if you're mad about Jordan Love, I get it. I also think Brady should have been pissed about Garoppolo or the time they took Kevin O'Connell, I think, in the third round. Do you remember that? Well, he's now a head coach of the Vikings. You don't remember his playing career. It was a total whiff. You're like, why do you have to get cute with this shit? And so I felt like with Rodgers, I mean, you need to convince me that you're basically Matthew Stafford. Like, imagine, like, I'm looking at him going, you guys have a really good roster. No one's ever had a problem with this front office until you've pointed out they've actually spent in free agency with this new regime much more than they did with Ted Thompson, and yet they've always put this together. And if I really wanted to get into Rodgers' case, you start pointing to some of these home playoff losses, and I'm not even going there with it. So I didn't feel like he was convincing enough for me to believe in all the drama, which would then lead towards how high maintenance is this guy. Now, to say, is he worth it? Think about some of these franchises that go easily two decades before they have any answer at the position. If you know you can bring him in, even at his age, he's still worth it. It actually kind of mirrors your Michael Porter Jr. point that we didn't really finish. I heard stuff. I also heard the most important thing, that he was the biggest medical red flag teams had seen in 10 plus years. But no one cares about the tow truck. No one cares about some of his political leaning. No one cares about that stuff if he's healthy and scoring 20 a game. And I'm not saying no one, but you understand in the scheme of what we do in talking sports, if you're productive, those things don't matter as much. And for Rodgers, he's still as productive as anyone playing the position. Although I agree, like this has taken a turn the last year plus where I've thought, how are you this mad when the team has been this good? Right? Like they're not going 4-12 every year.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show.
I brought Draymond Green into the volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Make sure to... Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
With zero sugar and refreshingly delicious, is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Pick some up at Safeway today.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, this is one of my favorite guys that's ever written a column. I think sometimes columnists, not all, but a lot of columnists, to get it to be a columnist, you have to be a great writer. But sometimes when a columnist becomes a columnist, they forget how good of a reporter they were. And what Ian does, and I think you do this better than any columnist in the country, you're still a dogged reporter and a columnist, so you remember your roots. I'm not done with your book. I have about 30 pages to go. The book is called The Rise and Reign of Mike Krzyzewski. It is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Your level of reporting is insane. I don't even, I as I read it, I'm like, okay, how the hell do you know this stuff? You're going back to Army games. But here's what's fascinating. We forget. We are so impatient with young people these days. Mike Krzyzewski had a losing record at Army. 5 years into Duke, they were getting sandblasted by ACC teams, and they gave him a contract extension. And I think that gets lost in this, is that you go back to John Wooden, as you know, Ian. He didn't win big for a long time. But let's go back and discuss that. This book is so fun. It really is. When you bring in the Bob Knight stuff, it is jet fuel to this book. It is just, you can't get enough of this. But let's go back. How the heck did he get that Duke job? I know because I read it. He had a losing record at Army. And in fact, Bob Knight was a much better coach at Army than Krzyzewski. It would be easy to go, well, Knight's the great coach. You're a shadow of Knight. Why did he get it?
Well, Knight helped him get it. And thanks for the kind words, Colin. But Knight was a fairly big advocate of Mike getting that job at Duke. Now, he was 9-17 that final season. Tom Butters, the AD at Duke, deserves so much credit for having the you-know-what to hire him at 9-17 coming out of Army. Steve Vissendek was an official in the athletic department, former player, and he was an advocate too. He had seen Mike coach at Army and was a pretty big believer in him and sort of, hey, you don't know how to pronounce his name. You certainly don't know how to spell it, but the guy's a really good defensive coach. You, Tom, believe in defense. Let's give this guy a chance. And Butters loved him in the interview process. And he just had a hard time pulling the trigger. How am I going to sell this to an ACC fan base? Bill Foster just took us to the national championship game. I'm going to hire a 9-17 coach at Army nobody's ever heard of, but he did. Those early years were brutal, and the boosters were calling for his head. Fans, students, faculty members wanted him out. He lost, you said ACC opponents. He lost to Wagner at home. Wagner, if you go back and look at that Wagner team in the ECAC Metro, I believe they were in, they were terrible. In that conference, they were losing to LIU, St. Francis of New York. And they beat Duke at Duke. And that was the point where it really looked like Mike could not survive. Somehow he hung in there. Butters, out of nowhere, gives him a contract extension. And the rest is history. He got that recruiting class, Billis, Allery, Dawkins, Henderson, and really that saved him. Without that recruiting class, he gets fired.
Finally, you have a book I can see behind you, Belichick, which was, again, classic Ian O'Connor, dogged journalism and reporting. So I saw a story this weekend, Brady, and, you know, I don't know what to believe on social media. I mean, the less I read it, the better. But that Brady would consider the 49ers. And I do think there are jobs. I mean, you came back and you're a columnist in New York. Those are prestigious jobs. You didn't need to be a columnist, but there are calls you get in your life and go, that's worth having a glass of wine with my wife and talking about. Right. And I do think San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan, it's not an offense that needs Tom to be. He matches Tom's intensity. They're both very smart, very intense. There's a Belichickian feel to it. You know that's important to Tom. Arians is too loose. It would be an upgrade over Jimmy G. Maybe Tom's got a little of that. It's his hometown. It was his favorite team. I think he has. It's also an offense that doesn't, Ian, ask the quarterback to carry them. It's really a run-centric offense. Do you think he'd take the call and give it a week or two thought?
Not only do I think he'd take the call, Colin, I think he's coming back. I never thought this was the end of Tom Brady as a football player. In fact, when he made his announcement, I don't think he used the word retirement in it. And so, listen, I had a conversation with him on the phone for about 45, 50 minutes, 2017. We were talking about him playing at age 47, 48, never mind 45. But he did set 45 as a goal. He never falls short of his goals. And he actually did. So I don't think this was planned. I do believe, and I always thought this, that something happened down there that hasn't really fully been detailed yet anyway. I never thought he was going to love Bruce Arians' style, the opposite of Belichick, with a motto, win or lose, we booze. That is not Tom Brady's philosophy on football and life. So I think he'll either play for the 49ers after. I do think he'll take a year off. But I think he comes back and either plays for the 49ers or Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas. So those would be my two franchises to watch. And I think people will say, you can't take a year off at 45, come back and win a Super Bowl at 46. Well, he's now created yet another challenge for him to conquer by stepping aside for a year and doing it with yet another franchise. So now I'm going to get eight. I'm going to be two ahead of Michael Jordan. And I'm going to do it with a third franchise. And you're telling me I can't do that at 46 and 47. Well, guess what? I'm going to do it. So to be honest with you, Colin, I would be shocked if he doesn't play again.
You just convinced me. You've literally rocked my world. Well, you know him better than I do.
Well, no, I don't. Listen. I don't. I do not. He did not talk to me for the book. I don't have any sort of personal relationship with. That was my only one-on-one with him was for ESPN.com. And it was about 5 years ago and it was long, but I do not pretend to know him, but I know a lot of his friends and have talked to them extensively about this and other subjects about Belichick a lot over the years. And they would be surprised if he doesn't play again. And that Arians relationship, I never thought was going to last. It was productive while it did last, obviously, but he went to a coach who was the exact opposite of Bill Belichick, and it was a short term thing. And now I think he's ready to try it with a different franchise and again get to ring number eight, be two ahead of Jordan, maybe go down as the greatest American team sport athlete ever. Certainly, that would enhance his claim.
Yeah, I never liked Arians taking repeated shots at Tom publicly. I think you can do it once, twice. Sometimes it sounded personal, a little harsh. I think that's Bruce's authentic personality. But, you know, in my years of covering athletes, even the gracious ones, you have to use discretion when criticizing them publicly.
And Colin, I was at his first game in New Orleans, I believe, and they lost. First game with Tampa Bay, and Arians criticized him after that game in his post-game presser. I couldn't believe it. I remember writing about that. Belichick never would have done that. Bill was tough on Tom at all times in practices and film study and so forth. But criticizing Tom Brady after game, he did that very rarely over two decades.
Ian O'Connor, Coach K, The Rise and Reign of Mike Krzyzewski. Absolute must read. My friend, it was great as always. Thank you so much. Say hi to everybody. His wife, by the way, years ago, I had some speaking engagement at a bookstore. And somebody asked me about Ian O'Connor, and I said, I love Ian O'Connor. Oh, he's one of my favorites. It was your wife.
I told her to ask that question, so that was me.
Great seeing you, man.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for doing me a favor, Colin. Appreciate it.
Volume. Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.